And you're very welcome back to the programme, and I'm joined on it now by Sarita Johnston, who's the Female Entrepreneur Manager with Enterprise Ireland. Good morning to you, Sarita.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, let's kick off with a simple one. What is, or how do we define an entrepreneur?
Well, an entrepreneur would be defined as a person that's prepared to take a risk and a person that would venture into a potential new business startup. And that entrepreneur can either be male or female. In this particular instance, Greg, I'm here to promote the Female Competitive Start Fund, which we opened on the 3rd of May.
Are the unique challenges for women in business entrepreneurship compared to the male counterparts?
There are, and this is why Enterprise Ireland started shining a light on the whole area of female entrepreneurship back in 2012. We did some research at that particular point, and we found that, you know, there were certain issues which were more attuned to females. For example, fear of failure, for example, lack of risk-taking, confidence was a major issue, Greg, as well as there was a perceived less access to funding by females. And at that particular point in time, only 7% of Enterprise Ireland's high-potential startups were in female-led companies. As a result of that research, we then undertook some initiatives, and last year we closed on 63 investments in female-led companies, up to nearly 20% for high-potential startups.
And we know that locally run, locally owned companies are a great source of employment, with no disrespect to the foreign direct investment or what have you, but locally owned, locally run companies are often more stable employment in many cases.
Well, locally owned and indigenous companies, you know, they return the profits to the state, and they return the tax to the state, not the profits. And also, you know, there's a cycle of economic value. For example, Enterprise Ireland works with 5,000 client companies. Of those 5,000 client companies, 9,000 net jobs were created. And in fact, in total, over 201,000 people are employed by Enterprise Ireland companies in Ireland, which, you know, is a significant contribution to Ireland.
And, you know, one of the blockers to starting a new business or to developing your idea can be the financial aspect of it. And applications opened, I understand, last Wednesday for this fund. So who would you see as the target audience for it, if you know what I mean?
So the target audience for the Enterprise Ireland Competitive Start Fund would be potential new entrepreneurs, perhaps females in business that want to start their own business, perhaps females that have taken time out of the career and want to now, you know, take that time and start a new company and have an idea, a burning idea. So really it's open to females right across the board that want to actually, you know, jump in with their two feet and take that risk. And what we are trying to do in Enterprise Ireland is lessen that risk by investing 50,000 to help those promoters, you know, either evaluate their market opportunity, potentially help them secure a reference site, or get to third-party investment, seed investment.
And how does the funding structure work? Is it paid back in the long run, or how does that all work?
You know, this is one of the unique offers, you know, worldwide. Enterprise Ireland puts in 50,000 for 10% equity within your company. So we are become an ordinary shareholder. And, you know, we are there at the beginning of that risk with the promoter at the very start. So that's the key part of it. You know, there is eligibility criteria. The company must not have raised more than 100K in funding prior to making the application, or must not have revenues in excess of 60,000. The key thing, Greg, that I would say is, from an Enterprise Ireland perspective, we need to be seen to be supporting companies that have the potential to create at least 10 jobs in Ireland and have the potential of realising sales of 1 million within a 3-year time period, because Enterprise Ireland is now about building companies of scale, particularly in light of the current economic situation with Brexit, with the reduced tax levels in the US. We need to build our indigenous base, and we need to build stronger companies of scale.
Last year, one in three companies who received this investment from Enterprise Ireland were female-led. Parity really is the goal, is it?
parity is the ideal, and I would say parity is the goal, as would my chief executive. You know, the key percentage, I suppose, in terms of diversity is the 30% mark, and research would show that where you have a 30% diversity level on a management team, you have better corporate governance, you have better decision making, you have better risk taking, and you have a higher return on investment. So, you know, the ideal, of course, you know, in an ideal society is 50%, but, you know, we're making positive improvements, nearly 20% last year, and if we keep on building on that, we will certainly be untapping more positive contribution to the Irish economy.
Now, there is also an innovative accelerator program option for some of the successful applicants. What's that about?
Yeah, so this year we actually are partnering with Dublin BIC with the Innovate programme, and that's going to be a 12-week programme which is going to be undertaken in the Guinness Enterprise Centre, and it's going to be a unique opportunity to help ambitious females, to help them realise their commercial and technical milestones, and also to build out their business proposition to get to the next stage. And it's going to be an ideal opportunity to work with females at the same stage of their journey, and they will work together, bring each other along their journey, and also the opportunity to navigate the startup landscape and also deal and meet with other potential investors.
And it's not a case of if someone is successful in getting that, they're left high and dry. I think perhaps Enterprise Ireland having a vested interest, a share in the company would be beneficial in the medium to long term too.
You know, Enterprise Ireland just doesn't invest. What we do is we will work with the promoter and the company to help build out their proposition for the next 12 to 18 months or 24 months to try and get them to investor ready and a high potential startup. You know, we have a strong conversion rate, and I think in conjunction with the Accelerator Innovative Programme, I think we will have, you know, continue to improve in terms of our numbers getting to investment.
Right, the Competitive Start Fund for Female Entrepreneurs will close for submissions at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, the 17th of May, so a little bit of time to go yet. Where can people get more information about the criteria and to see if this is a fit for them and for where they want to go with their ideas and their business?
Thank you, Greg. If you go on to enterprise-ireland.com/competitive-start-fund, you get all the information. Equally there on that particular site, I have a couple of tips, and there's more tips then from our divisional manager, Joe Healy, on, you know, how to make a good application. There's also our phone number, and you can also ring directly to the office here, and I'm happy to talk to any prospective applicant.
Okay, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Hopefully in a year or two we're speaking to a Donegal business who benefited from this fund and saw their idea and the company grow. But for now, Sarita Johnston, Female Entrepreneurship Manager with Enterprise Ireland, thank you very much for coming on the programme.
Thank you, Greg.